Hi, gang. Life is funny. I mean, nothing specific, just generally, if you kind of step back and look at the whole thing, it's pretty funny.
Yeah.
I mean, you're alive. How amazing that is. Strange stuff. It's almost like being in the living in the Twilight Zone. Just that you're alive is like being in the Twilight Zone. Anyway, Harry's going to be in, and he's got some pretty strange stuff for you. This is Knock on Wood, by the way. I didn't mention that, and my name is Steve Charney.
My thumb calms me down, helps me sleep. It works as well as counting sheep. When the troubles start and the people shout, then it's time for me to pull it out. Whatever you do, man, don't make fun. I like sucking my thumb. I'm sucking my thumb. Better than gum. I'm sucking my thumb. Now I'm calm. I'm sucking my thumb. Yum, yum. I'm sucking my thumb. It's sugar-free, a natural flavor through thick and thin, a real lifesaver when I'm stressed while taking tests. It calms me down, it's a safety vest. Perhaps I'll stop when I'm 81, cause I like sucking my thumb. I'm sucking my thumb. I've succumbed. I'm sucking my thumb. Yum, yum. I'm sucking my thumb. I'm calm. I'm sucking my thumb. Kids tease me when I start to suck. They ask me if I've got it stuck. I pull it out with a big loud pop. I'm sorry, gang, but I just can't stop. It's better than pink bubble gum. Try it once and you'll see how come. They gave it a try, now dum da dum dum. Everybody sucking their thumb. We're sucking our thumb. What fun! We're sucking our thumb. Yum yum, we're sucking our thumb. Now we're calm. Everybody's talking real fun.
This is Knock on Wood. I'm Steve Charney. Harry's here with me. Harry's my dummy. I'm a ventriloquist.
Hey, Steve, how are your cells doing?
Come again?
Your cells. I know they're near and dear to you.
My cells? You mean my body cells?
Yes, I mean your body cells. Have you taken them out for a walk today?
What are you talking about?
All right, listen, Steve. We're all made up of cells, right? About a trillion of them. You know that. In fact, that's what we are, a community of cells, working in concert with each other to create this thing called you. And as you know, each cell is a separate entity. It can reproduce, it can metabolize food to get the proper nutrients. Each of those trillion cells are alive in their own right. You could even say they have personalities. You have your nerve cells, your liver cells, your skin cells. They each have their own characteristic. And you know that every living thing needs love. So my question to you is, have you been giving them the proper attention and encouragement they deserve? Have you taken them for a walk today?
Well, yeah, I did take a long walk today.
That's the spirit! And did you feed them?
I had a light breakfast.
Steve, you're responsible to feed a trillion cells! Do you think a light breakfast is going to cut the mustard? How many hundreds of thousands of cells right now of yours are going hungry because you didn't want to feed them today?
Gee, I hadn't really thought about it that way.
They're probably right now crying out to you. Feed me! Feed me! You heartless brute!
All right. Right after the program, I'll eat something.
Now, did you come up with names for all of them?
Huh?
Names! You know, pet names for your cells.
Harry, these are only cells.
Oh, how cruel you are. I'd hate to be one of your cells. Give me a hand.
What?
Ouch, what did you do? Don't worry, Steve. I just scraped a little skin off your hand. I'm going to put this skin under the microscope that I have right here. First, I put it between the slide. Slip it under the lens. Focus. And, wow, Steve, you have some very pretty cells here.
Yeah, let me see.
Look at that one all the way on the right. She's cute.
You see cuteness in my cells?
What's her name, Steve?
I don't think she has a name.
Well, call her Nell.
Nell LaSalle?
It has a certain ring to its name. Now, there are about 50 cells under that microscope. I want you naming them all. Then I want you treating them better. Play with them. Give them encouragement. Make them part of the family.
Are you telling me that you've named all of your cells?
Of course I have, since I'm made of wood. I have wood cells, and I've named them all. Here, I'll introduce you to them. Steve, I want you to meet Bill. There's Bill. Say hello, Bill. There's Joe and Shirley, and there's Margaret and Sydney, and there's Scooter over there and Sammy, and Phyllis over here, and there's Tom and Barbara and George and Bill Jr., Gumpy and Freddie and Jimmy.
I like to squirm.
Do you want to be a worm?
I like to chew, chew.
Caterpillars do.
I want to be a pest.
I know what's coming next.
You do? Flip, flop, fly, hop. I want to be a bug.
Me too. I want to chew cloth.
Then you want to be a moth.
I like to buzz.
That's what a bee does.
Tell me whose day did.
Why, Katie did.
Chirp, cheep, crawl, creep. I want to be a bug.
I want to be a bug, a big bad bug, with a lot of legs and an ugly mug.
Or a butterfly that flutters by.
Make noise by rubbing our legs and lay 100,000 eggs. We want to be bugs, we gotta be bugs, we have to be bugs.
You want to be an ant?
Sure! I want a bug bug cat!
Well, please do that!
Can I sound like a cricket?
Hey, that's the ticket!
Waggle, wiggle, jump and jiggle. Hey, you want to be a bug?
Maybe they do. Do you like to bite?
Hey, then you want to be a mite!
Do you like light too?
Well, fireflies do!
Do you want to be a gnat?
You wanna be a bug, you gotta be a bug, you really wanna be a bug. You wanna be a bug, you gotta be a bug, you really wanna be a bug.
My, you've grown, you got so tall, your diapers hardly fit at all. It's time to get to know your potty chair. You look so suave and debonair in your pair of underwear. It's time to get to know your potty chair. And even though you're getting taller, Mama be there when you call her. She understands 'cause she was there. Yes, Mommy had a potty chair. Oh yeah, she did. Your tush is clean, your tush is dry. Flush it down and wave goodbye. It's time to get to know your potty chair. Learning how's a fine ambition. Now come and join a long tradition. Time to get to know your potty chair. And accidents can sometimes happen when you're playing, when you're napping. That's alright, 'cause Daddy's there. And Daddy had a potty chair. He did, as a kid. Mm-hmm. Everybody joins the club. I did when I was a cub, yes. I also had a potty chair. It's sometimes hard, but you can do it. Relax and put your tushy to it. You'll feel like a millionaire pulling up your underwear. Now you can go about anywhere when you've learned to use your potty chair. When you've learned to use your potty chair.
Disney Channel, still plays around the world. Those are two songs that I wrote. The Potty Chair, which the Bear actually sang on Regis and Kathy Lee a few years ago. And before that, I want to be a bug. Oh, with me right now.
Hey, you were telling me earlier that we're all made up of cells. About a trillion of them. Won't be long before there are a trillion people on the Earth.
That's right, Steve. And just as we're one big community, ultimately your cells work together to make you. Your brain cells, stomach cells, muscle cells, everything is cells.
And you think I should treat them like pets? That's what you were saying earlier, right? Give them names, make sure they're fed, walk 3 times a day.
They're family, Steve, family! Where would you be without your cells?
Maybe the question is, who would I be without them?
Exactly! In fact, there is no you. They're only your cells. It's all an illusion, Steve. Like looking at a newspaper photograph. It looks like it's a picture of something. In truth, if you look closely, it's just a bunch of black, white, and gray dots that form to create the sense that something is there.
All right, so then who's being nice to my cells? Who's walking them and feeding them and giving them names?
They are! They're just being nice to each other.
Aha! So I don't have to be nice to them because I don't even exist.
Listen, before you have every kid listening turning the station because they have no idea what we're talking about, why don't you get this comedy sketch back on track?
What do you mean?
Let's just assume, for convenience sake, that you do exist, and you're more than a bunch of thoughts strung together by a billion neurons or brain cells.
Okay, I can live with that.
You do? Then, I want you to tell me, how are your cells doing?
I guess they're all right.
They don't fight with each other?
I don't think so.
You don't know?
Well, I don't pay much attention. I'm too busy doing things like talking to you.
I don't believe this. I told you that you and your cells are like a big family. Now you're telling me that you're dysfunctional. Your cells need therapy.
They do?
I have just the right psychiatrist for you, Dr. Fenstermacher. I'm going to call him right away. He can come over and he'll analyze your cells.
Oh, man, I hope this isn't going to cost a lot of money.
What do you care? You don't even exist.
No one's normal, you know that. Everyone's a little bat. No one's normal, look and see. We're all a little crazy. You think you know somebody who's completely normal through and through. They're hiding all their crazy stuff. You just don't know them well enough. Sarah clips her fingernails and saves them in a little box. Wooly says he talks to whales, and Allison wears plastic socks. Hector likes bean curds and sardines, eats them when there's no one there. Susan sleeps out in the garden, Tony will not comb his hair. Arthur has to have 12 crackers every time, no more, no less. Darlene loves the Green Bay Packers, Billy Joe prefers a dress. Charlene thinks her knees look ugly. Wendell's nose is always sore. Dino's pants fit him too snugly. Mike eats popcorn off the floor. No one's normal, you know that. Everyone's a little fat. No one's normal, look and see. We're all a little crazy. You know you're special down inside, but there's some things you've learned to hide from all the other people who are hiding special things from you. Megan burps from ginger ale, and Willow likes to suck on soap. Franklin is a tattletale, and Rachel knows your horoscope. Jackie breathes with her mouth open, Sam's allergic to clean clothes. Donna wants to be the Pope, Sanford always picks his nose. Walter sweats when he drinks water, Mary Jo blinks all the time. Anne will hug you for a quarter, Matt will kiss you for a dime. Tanya's leg will not relax, Heather has no little toe. Howard's ears are full of wax, and Andy ate some yellow snow. Angela acts rich and snooty, Phyllis is the teacher's pet. Boris always does his duty, Greta screams when she gets wet. Barry built some giant speakers, and now he doesn't hear too well. Olive sleeps in her old sneakers, she claims that her feet don't smell. No one's normal, you know that. Everyone's a little fat. No one's normal, look and see. We're all a little crazy. I love the special ways we are, so strange and different, so bizarre. I'm glad there's no one else like me, 'cause one's enough, don't you agree? Come on! No one's normal, you know that. Everyone's a little fat. No one's normal, look and see.
Yeah, Peter Alsop. It's from a cassette called Plugging Away. Bunch of wackos, if you ask me.
Come on, Steve, no one's normal. You of all people should know that.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Sitting in a room talking to myself in front of thousands of people.
Well, you're not talking to yourself, see, you're talking to me.
Duh.
Oh, you're right. I forgot we're the same person.
Yeah. And what I talk about, too, with you is nuts. This is Knock on Wood. I'm Steve Charney. In case you tuned in late. Harry has made me aware that the trillion cells in my body that make up me all are alive in their own right. They reproduce, they can metabolize food, they even have characteristics that give them personality, so to speak, like my liver cells or my heart cells. But now he's told me that, like one big family, they're dysfunctional, and I need an analyst to help them out.
Well, yeah, right, Steve. Dr. Fenstermacher should be here any second to help you. Ah, here he is.
Well, boys, it's good to see you again. I'm just sorry it has to be in such awful circumstances.
Here's the patient, Doc. A trillion dysfunctional cells. They're not talking to each other. They fight about who's going to do the dishes or clean up their room. It's awful.
Oh, where are you coming up with this? I don't see this in the script.
Now, my boy, why don't you lie down and tell me all about it?
Well, not much to tell. Harry thinks my cells aren't getting along because, well, I haven't named them and don't give them enough attention.
Well, there's nothing worse than a neglected child or pet. When they grow up, they turn against you. You wouldn't want that, would you?
How would my cells turn against me?
They act out! They become black sheep. They grow up twisted and join a hard rock band. They become cancerous.
Yikes.
It's at this stage of the game, when they're young and impressionable, that you need to play with them and encourage them to do something with their lives. They don't need to be cells their whole life, you know. They can grow up and be anything they want to be. Doctors, lawyers, merchants. Why, even a radio programmer like you. Maybe someday they'll even get out of their cell and be liberated. Now I'd like to ask one of your cells a question.
Which cell?
I don't know. Give me one. Here, open your mouth.
Okay.
That's right. Now just take a Q-tip and grab one off your tongue there. There we go.
Ah.
I got one. Now, I'll try to open up a dialogue with a little critter. Hey, fella. Hey, you. Are you happy being with Steve here? Yes, I'm talking to you. See, he's not talking. He must be a very disturbed cell.
Doc, I think you got one without a mouth.
A mouth cell without a mouth? How unusual. He could use sign language, however, couldn't he? Here, put this tight back in your mouth.
Okay, he's back in there.
Call him Teddy and give him some quality time. I'm sure he'll snap out of it soon enough.
If I can find them again.
Well, I hope he doesn't run away from home. He'll never survive out there alone. Okay, do you understand what you need to do?
Nurture my cells.
That's right. Give them proper nourishment. Go on a healthy diet. Exercise them. Don't suffocate your lung and blood cells with cigarette smoke. Think positive. Be good to your cells. And your cells will be good to you.
Thanks, Doc.
I'll see you boys later. I'll send you the bill in the mail.
It's Dr. Fenstermacher, helping me with my cells.
And you got a lot of them, Steve. You got a lot of them.
This isn't a Bob Reed now. What it is.
What is it? It's changing colors.
Ew!
Never seen anything like it.
It might be black. It might be red. I found it underneath my bed. I swept it out into a pile. And it looked at me with a great big smile.
Came to take it away. It ran clear to Monterey.
What it is, I don't know, but I think it's starting to grow. I used to keep it in my drawer, but it doesn't fit there anymore.
I put it in a great big box, covered it with dirty socks. I send it to take too many steps.
What it is, I don't know, but I think it's starting to grow. I used to keep it in my drawer, but it doesn't fit there anymore.
It might be brown, it might be green. Last night it stuck to my TV screen. My dad tried to pull it off and said it just wanted to kiss Gorbachev.
What it is, I don't know, but I think it's starting to grow. I used to
dragon, the station wagon, the dashboard sleeps tonight. In the wagon, the Plymouth wagon, the dashboard sleeps tonight. In the wagon, the woody wagon, the surfboard sleeps tonight. In the wagon, the gnarly wagon, the surfboard sleeps tonight.
It's a group called Washboard Jungle. Name of the CD is called The Wash Cycle. And that's, well, how many remember? That's a takeoff on The Lion Sleeps Tonight. The Washboard Sleeps Tonight. What silly stuff.
Oh, Steve, no. Don't talk to them about doing silly stuff, Steve.
What do you mean? That's silly. Washboard sleeps tonight. The ironing board sleeps tonight.
Steve, we're talking about talking to ourselves here.
Oh, good point. For those of you just tuning in, late or something, Dr. Fenstermacher has left. He came by to analyze the trillion cells that make up me. According to Harry, I have dysfunctional cells. But I don't know where you come off saying that.
Believe me, Steve, your cells are in deep trouble. You never talk to them. You never give them quality time.
If you're tuning in late, Harry says that each cell in a person's body is alive in its own rate. Right. They reproduce. They need food. They're alive.
That's right, Steve. If you die, then a trillion cells go with you. If you prick them, do they not bleed? If you tickle them, do they not laugh?
I don't think they do that.
Well, whatever. You know what I'm talking about. It's a big responsibility you have, Steve. Now, I've been talking to Susie here.
Susie?
Yes, one of your skin cells, and she's been giving me an earful. Remember when I pulled off that skin cell from your hand before?
Right.
Well, I got pretty close to one of them, Susie.
What happened to Nell? Nell the cell, one we were looking at before?
Oh, Steve, no. Her personality is very dour, but Susie has a good sense of humor. Anyway, I got it from your skin, and I've been giving her an earful.
Did you get it from my ear?
Very funny, Steve. I'm trying to be serious here, and all you can do is joke around.
I can't believe you just said that. All right, what does Susie have to say for herself?
She says she needs time alone. It's hard to be surrounded by all those other cells day in and day out. She needs her space. Are you giving yourself space?
Okay, hold it for a second. Hold it just for a second. First of all, you can't even see Susie except through a microscope. And second of all, how do you talk to her if she doesn't have a mouth or anything else for that matter?
I don't have to answer that.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
Harry, it doesn't make any sense. I mean, you gotta make sense.
No, I don't. This is a comedy show on radio, for Pete's sake. This kind of stuff happens all the time. What are you bugging me for? You might as well ask me, how do I talk and move around?
All right. So Susie needs her space. Fine. She can stay under the microscope for a while until she finds herself.
Don't forget her, Steve. She'll dry up and die.
I won't forget her.
And tell her that you love her.
I'm not going to do that. She's just a cell, for goodness sake.
And then you wonder why you're sick all the time. Your cells don't like you.
You think so?
Give them love.
All right. Let's see Susie. Oh, there she is under the microscope. Hey, she is cute.
Don't get any ideas, Steve. You're a married man.
She's a little short for me, Harry. Wait a second. She is me.
Good point. But tell her you love her.
I love you, Susie.
See? She's smiling.
Radio. What a gas.
Our time is up, so we must leave.
And so goodbye from me and Steve.
There's no more to the show, except to let you know
it's time to go. time to go.